Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are now once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Yes, once again, I'm going to ask all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready. Follow along with the man of God in the presence of Pastor Eric Morfis, who will be bringing forth God's word on tonight very shortly. So you want to make sure you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with him as he get ready to deliver God's word again on tonight. We always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. So we're going to approach God's throne once again. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you're not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus Christ that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus Christ that you will continue to extend your grace and mercy toward us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you know we're not deserving of your grace or your mercy or even your sufficient grace, but we thank you for them, and we ask that you will continue to extend them to us so that we may be able to continue to be the doers of your word and not just hearers only in the earth in these last and evil days for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus Christ that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself. I include my entire family, not only me, but Pastor Eric Morfis and his entire family and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, of all of our sins and our transgressions. Your word lets us know that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we constantly stand in need of forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions. So that's why we are so grateful for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, for his precious blood, his sinless blood that was shed on the cross, that we can be redeemed back to you. So for this we are grateful, Heavenly Father. So now, Lord, we ask that you would move by your spirit over the airwaves on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Eric Morfis, as he delivers your word, our Heavenly Father, on tonight. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said that they will touch and prick the hearts of those that may be listening who do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, who is not saved in his name yet. It's our hope and desire on tonight that they will be able to open their own mouth after hearing this word and confess their sins and transgressions, They will open their own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, that you will be glorified. Dear Father, we ask that you will move by your spirit over this worldwide platform on tonight through your word, that it will prick the hearts of those that have backslidden and gone astray from you, Heavenly Father, and have fallen out of relationship with you, that they will be able to yield and come back to you, Heavenly Father, because your word lets us know that if we come back to you, that you will come back to us. Not only them, but also, Heavenly Father, that your word will touch the hearts and minds of those that are believers in Jesus Christ, those that are faithful, committed doers of your word, faithful saints on tonight. We pray, Lord, that something will be said through your word that will continue to strengthen and lead and guide us, that we will continue to be able to stand on your word, continue to be faithful doers of your word, committed, humble, dedicated doers of your word, and not just hearers only. So we pray now, Lord, that you will help us to decrease on tonight, that you will increase in us for your glory in Jesus' name. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to move by your spirit, because we know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders even on today. So we ask that you will touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, those that are dealing with PTSD disorders, those that are committing or thinking about committing suicide, and those that are dealing with depression, those that are sick in their bodies in any way. Lord, we know that you are our healer. So we ask that you will touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will comfort and strengthen and bereave as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, now we ask that you will continue to bless every listener, that they will continue to be faithful listeners, and not only be faithful listeners, but faithful doers of your word, that you'll be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise once again for who you are. We ask that you would just have your way on tonight for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and I like this because we sometimes we seem to forget this. And a lot of people, even some Christians, need to be reminded of this spiritual food for thought. And it comes to us saying, being genuinely liked and being tolerated are very different. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, being genuinely liked and being tolerated are very different. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I only have one announcement for tonight. And following this announcement, I'm going to do a very quick music break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Eric Morpheus to deliver God's word once again on tonight. But I have an announcement from Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am a member of, and Bishop James A. Jennings is my pastor and shepherd. For those of you that may be in the Michigan area, Detroit, Michigan area, you are invited to 2019 Vacation Bible School, STU, Super Training University with Jesus, at the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, which is located at 1330 Crane Street. That's on the corner of Agnes on the east side of Detroit, Michigan. The zip code is 48214. Bishop James A. Jennings is the senior pastor there. And our Vacation Bible School starting Monday, July 22nd, and it will run through Thursday, July 25th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Refreshments will be served at 5 p.m. There will be classes for all ages. So once again, if you're in the Michigan area, Detroit area, and you are interested in coming or attending our Vacation Bible School, STU, Super Training University with Jesus, once again, it will be taking place starting on Monday, July 22nd, and it will run through Thursday, July 25th, 2019, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Once again, refreshments will be served at 5 p.m., and there will be classes for all ages. So all of you who are in the Michigan area, you are all welcome. So right now, we're going to go to a short music break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Eric Morpheus. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. So following this short music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to him to deliver God's word on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with him so you can take notes as he delivers God's word on tonight. Enjoy the music break.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh. Oh, cover me. Cover me. Cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh, with God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm too glad to know that you're covered by Jesus Christ on tonight. I am so grateful. So right now, I pray that you are ready to receive the word of God on tonight from Pastor Eric Morpheus. Pastor Eric Morpheus, I'll now yield the mic to you.
Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you to everyone that's on the line tonight. As I was there sitting and listening to the music that was ministering to us and giving us comfort and assurance and confidence in our journey and our walk with the Lord, you know, the Lord was saying that we are entering into a season of breakthrough. We are entering into a season where we'll begin to see things that seem to be obscured and seem to be vague. But the Lord said he is beginning to shine the light on the hidden things. And he's manifesting the hearts of men. And he is bringing us into a fulfillment. He is bringing us into a destination where we will understand who we are and whose we are. For our journey has been equipped with divine providence and power, and we have divine access to all that we need to gain victory in this moment. And I believe that because of this, and because what God is doing in this hour, he is challenging us to our very core. And we have to make some difficult decisions in this season. But if you just trust the Lord for him to guide your heart and mind, you will begin to see your crooked places made straight. And every low place will be exalted. And I hear the Lord saying to you, beloved, take comfort. For I'm guiding you with my hand, and I'm guiding you with my spirit. Be not afraid to enter the path that I have chosen, because you have not come this way before. And the Lord is saying to you, take comfort to know that I'm guiding you. For my word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. And because of this, we can rejoice tonight. We can rejoice. Amen. Go ahead and rejoice wherever you are. Wherever you are right now, begin to rejoice, because your breakthrough has arrived. Your moment has come. Glory be to God. You have prayed. You have fasted. You have stayed in the presence of the Lord. And the Lord says, I am now here to answer your every prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you all who are on the blog talk tonight. To Brother James, God bless you, to you and your family, and to everyone that is embracing this show tonight. I just want to share for a few moments with you tonight of what the Lord has been sharing with me. And I want to talk about on the subject of the joy of the Lord is your strength. Can you say that with me? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. And because we have the joy of the Lord, there is no weakness that can overcome us. Amen. There is no vulnerability that can overtake us, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. 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 Well, let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12 just for a few minutes tonight. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12. And there are some powerful words there that the Lord is speaking to us. And it says in verse 1, it says, wherefore, that when you see the word wherefore, it means on account of. In other words, when you see the word wherefore, it is a bridging word that is to bring two thoughts together and bridge a gap, to bring a continuity of understanding of what's being said. So he says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3 says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint, or collapse, or become unconscious in your mind. Beloved, the writer introduces us in verse 1 to the word wherefore. And he is speaking on the account of faith of the believers in chapter 11, those who became victorious, those who became overcomers, those who were able to press beyond the opposition and be able to press against the resistance that stood in their way because of their unwavering faith, their faith had the ability to strengthen them to gain the victory. And so the writer begins to tell us in chapter 12, he's saying, take a look at all those who were before us, all those who endured to the end, all those who have overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. He says, look unto the witnesses, those who have experienced what we are experiencing right now. We may be pressed on every side, but we're never shaken. Glory be to God. For we have the victory tonight in Christ Jesus. And if we just hold on to his faith and hold on to his word and believe that he will bring us out of every situation that we encounter tonight, he said, you can be among the witnesses. You can be among those who have a testimony. You can be among those who will give the victory and shout the glorious name of Jesus Christ, who empowers us to overcome tonight. So he says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed with such great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. And the writer here begins to talk about us running. He says, lay aside every weight, because training season is over. And when a runner trains for a race, he puts on extra equipment. He puts on weights to cause more resistance, to build his muscles stronger so that he can run a race with perseverance and endurance. He says, let us lay aside every weight now, because in this season that we entering, glory be to God, we are entering a season where we must begin the race. We must come out of the season of training, because training season is over. And you know, it's the same way when in school, that when we take a test in school and we have studied and we have read and we have went through all the academic requirements in order to pass a test. Once the study is over, then the test arrives. And when the test arrives, the teacher does not talk. Glory be to God. You may be in a season right now. You may be going through in your journey right now, where you are being tested time and time after again, and the teacher is not talking. Amen. Because all that you have studied, all that you have read, all that you have learned now must be put in place in order to pass the test. We are in a season now to run this race, because the training season is over, and we have to lay aside every weight that will hinder us and the sin that will so easily beset us. And beloved, we must remove the weight and the sin of our minds, because your mind is the greatest obstacle that you will ever encounter in your divine journey in God. That's why the Bible encourages us to renew our mind. And we renew it by the word of God. And the more word that you put inside of you, the more your mind is renewed. Your thinking begins to change. Your living begins to change. Your attitude begins to change when you have a renewed mind. It's the weight and the sin of the stagnated mind of the believer that will cause them to be hindered, amen, and cause them not to run effectively the race of endurance, seizing the prize that's in Christ Jesus. Amen. Can you hear that tonight? Now, he tells us some prerequisites that must take place in order for us to gain victory in our race. Now, verse 2, he starts out saying, looking unto Jesus. We must look unto Jesus, because when you look unto Jesus and you have your eyes fixed on Jesus, then your eyes and your attention is not fixed on something else. Amen? That's where our strength lies, is when we look unto Jesus. We look unto what he endured. We look at all that he went through on the account of us. You see, there are two great enemies that comes against us to hinder us in our race and in our journey in God. Number one is distractions. Distractions will cause you to not be focused on the prize that you're pressing to. Number two is attraction. Attraction is when our attention is arrested by something that seems greater than what we should have be attentive to. Amen? Are you hearing that tonight? Attractions and distractions are the greatest enemies to our race and our journey in God to seize the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. But, beloved, I want you to know tonight, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen? That is our strength tonight. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And I want to also go to Psalms, the 30th Psalms, and in the fifth verse, if you will, it says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And you know, I was looking at that verse, the Holy Spirit began to speak and to share some revelation and insight on that verse, because he says, first of all, he says that weeping is associated with nighttime. You see, in nighttime is when we sleep. Nighttime, when we become rested and relaxed. It's in the nighttime, glory be to God, where things are not clearly seen because it is dark. Things are not relatively able to be recognized because of the darkness. Amen. And as long as we allow night to reside in our life, we will always remain in an attitude of complacency and lax. You see, weeping endures for a night, but joy is associated with mourning. Are you hearing that tonight? Joy comes in the morning. And spiritually speaking, beloved, what the writer is saying here, that as long as there's darkness is allowed in your life, there will be much unsatisfaction. There will be much weeping. But he says, but the moment you wake up in the morning, the moment that you wake up to who you really are in God, the moment that you wake up and realize that all that Jesus purposed for us at Calvary secured our liberty, secured our salvation, the moment that you wake up to the reality that you are a winner, glory be to God, you are not a loser, the moment that you wake up to your true self of who you are in God, because it is God that's working in you his good pleasure tonight. Amen? Can you hear that tonight? And when you wake up, which is indicative of morning, when you wake up to what the promises of God says concerning you, when you wake up in the morning, the joy will come. Because, beloved, here's what I want you to see, is that Jesus' joy is in us. Jesus' joy infuses us. He came to give us his joy. And not only did he come to give us this joy, he came to show us how to use his joy. In John chapter 15 and verse 11, he says this to the disciples. He says, I speak these things that my joy might remain in you and that my joy, your joy, be full. Glory be to God. He come to give us joy. He come that we may be blessed. Amen. He didn't come to make us happy. He come that we are blessed. Amen. Because those who experience happiness, it's always based upon a happening. If nothing's happening, they're not happy. But when you're blessed on a knowing and not a happening. You're blessed because you know that you know in the deep core of your being that God is on your side. Amen. Then that's why you're blessed tonight. Amen. You're blessed because the Father has blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And I want to get ready to tell you this, and as we begin to close out tonight, that the joy of the Lord is your strength. As we go back to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is now on the right hand of the Father. If you notice that the writer says that the joy was before him or ahead of him and not after him. Your joy is the prize. Your joy is the promise, and it's before you. Amen? And our joy is experienced in this moment when we begin to embrace the prize, when we begin to embrace the joy while going through a trial. You see, that's how we're able to make it through every situation, because we don't look at, glory be to God, the situation. We don't look at the temptation, test, or trial, but we look at the joy that is set before us. That's what gives us strength tonight. When we begin to embrace the joy, amen, while going through a trial, you can begin to bless God. You can praise God wherever you are. Amen. I remember the children of Israel. Amen. They got into a downtrodden state. Their attitude changed because they was held captive by the Babylonians. And they said, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and we wept. We remember the songs of Zion. You see, your test, your trial wants to take you to a place, amen, that there is no outcome and there is no overcome. But see, when you begin to remember all the things that God has brought you through and all the places that he promised that he will take you, you'll begin to have joy. You will not allow your present circumstance and your situation to begin to embrace you and embrace your mind and put you in a state, glory be to God, that is unfavorable. But when you allow your mind to be arrested by the joy of God, you will begin to praise God in any and every situation that you encounter. Amen. You have joy tonight. Amen. You have victory tonight. Amen. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. We remember the promises of God. We rehearse the promises of God. We declare the promises of God. We speak the word of God over our lives, over our family, over our country, over our neighborhood, over our leaders. We declare and we speak the word of God only. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God sent his word and it healed them. The word is your deliverer tonight. Eat it. Embrace it. Glory be to God. Take hold of it. It's your possession. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, who endured everything that he went through because he embraced the end while going through a trial. And that's the word for you tonight. Embrace the end while you're going through your trial. Embrace the end while you're going through your trial. This is the joy of the Lord, and it is your strength. It is your portion. It is your inheritance. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. Brother James, we release this further broadcast into your hands, man of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Again on tonight, I pray that you would hear that awesome word on tonight. I need to hear that word. And sometimes as Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ, sometimes we need to be reminded, because sometimes the weight of the world can get so heavy upon us. We can sometimes forget that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And sometimes we need to be reminded of God's promises. We serve a God. He is not like man. God don't get amnesia. He don't tell us one thing one minute and then forget what he said the next. So aren't you glad that we serve a faithful God and he has no respect of a person? When he said the joy of the Lord is your strength, whose report are you believing on tonight? Are you believing the report of the world, the man's report, because of a report from the doctor? Don't you know that Jesus is our healer? God is still working miracle signs and wonders even today, no matter what it looks like. We got to stand on God's word. We got to stand on his promises. See, God is a God. He's not like man. He cannot lie. He cannot fail nor change. What he said he's going to do, he's going to do just that. But we have to do our part first by standing on faith. And no matter how dark it looks, we cannot allow doubt or fear to come in, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to give up. He wants us to get off of God's word and to start having pity parties and get on our feelings and our flesh, and that way we can forget about what God said, and then we start dwelling on the things of the world and the things of the world that holds us down. So it's a good word from the Lord to know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength, my sister, my brother in Christ on tonight. Even for those that are not saved in Jesus' name, believe it or not, you can get that same joy. You can have that same joy that Pastor Morpheus just talked to us about tonight and doing his message, the joy of our strength. That same joy can be your strength on tonight. Man, woman, boy, girl, who's not saved in Jesus' name, don't you realize that Jesus came down from glory and he paid our sin debt with his own sinless blood, that we can have a right to the tree of life, that we can be redeemed back to God, our Father and Creator, so that we can spend eternity with our Heavenly Father and Creator. I am so grateful that Jesus came and he paid the ultimate price so that you and I can be redeemed tonight. So God's word tonight, if you have fear or doubt in your heart, you can stand on God's word on tonight. You can stand on his promises that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I pray that someone has received this word on tonight besides me. I know I needed to hear that word again. Sometimes as Christians, we need to be reminded. And God said in his word, he would bring things back to our remembrance. And how can you remember if you never have God's word imputed in you, if you don't have the word of God hidden in your heart? So when he brings things to your remembrance, if you can remember what his word says, he told us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So again, whose report are you believing on tonight? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord, or are you going to believe the report of your flesh? So we thank God for Pastor Morpheus on tonight. Again, I pray that his word has been received on tonight. You know that God has been glorified through this word on tonight, and the enemy is even more horrified because of God's word. So we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. We're going to close out a little early on tonight, and we're going to close out in prayer. And I'm asking our listeners, if you will please pray with me, because we are living in the last and evil days. Can't you see the handwriting on the wall? Jesus told us in his word, and not only him, but his disciples already told us, and they warned us. When we see the things happening in the world that's going on today. Don't be surprised. Don't be alarmed. He said these things was going to happen. So we can still have joy. We can still have peace, even in the midst of all that's going around, all around us, all this chaos and madness and sinfulness that's all around us that we see and hear about every day. We can still stand on God's word that we have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. So you who are not saved in Jesus' name, you can get that same joy on tonight, but you must first confess the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to do it by opening your own mouth. Not your bishop, not your pastor, not your mother, father, sister, or brother, your neighbor, or friend, or co-worker. They can't do it for you. It's an individual. It's a personal thing. You have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You must have a personal relationship with God the Father. So that's why you have to open your own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins. Then you have to be sincere and ask him to come into your heart and save you. Because I thank God that he's not like man. See, man looks at the outer appearance, but God searches the heart. Aren't you glad that God is not like man? So you can be saved even on tonight if you hear my voice. If you just heard this word from Pastor Morpheus on tonight, bringing forth to us the good news that the joy of the Lord is our strength. If you want that same joy on tonight, you know that you're not saved. You can confess your sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart to save you even on tonight, and you can have that same joy that every believer in Jesus Christ receives. So we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We know that you're worthy to be praised through it all, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we hear or what we see in the news. We know that you are in total control at all times because you never slumber nor sleep. We thank you that you're not like man. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. And we thank you that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you that you do not go back on your word or your promises to your people. We thank you that your joy, Lord, is our joy. And we thank you that we are strengthened only through Jesus Christ, through you, Heavenly Father. We receive our strength. So we thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength, even on tonight. So we pray, Lord, that you continue to move by your spirit in every believer's life, every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word all over the land. You know who we are and you know where we are. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, that we are in your hands. And your word lets us know that once we're in your hands, nothing or no one can pluck us out. So we thank you again for the joy of the Lord being our strength, no matter what it looks like. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, because we know that you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you again for your grace and mercy and your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves. So now, Lord, we ask that you continue to have your way in our lives. Your will be done in us. Heavenly Father, we now continue to lift up our sisters and brothers in Christ all over the land that have lost loved ones who have grieved on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can in Jesus' name. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen those that are sick in their bodies. So we know that you are the chief doctor. You are the chief physician who have never lost a patient. So we know that you are still working miracle signs and wonders even today. So we pray now, Lord, that your word has gone out. We pray, Lord, that we know that it has not gone out in vain. It's going to accomplish everything that you set forth to do because you already know who's going to be listening, what we all stand in need of. So we bless your name on tonight. We give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God said amen. Well, that's the message for tonight. I pray once again that it has been received on tonight. What an awesome promise from God to let us know, his children, we can stand on his promise that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you, but you know what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. I want you all to be sure to tune in this coming Saturday night. This Saturday night, you want to tune in and be blessed again by another word from the Lord. Continue to share this good news about this worldwide ministry and platform that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well, that God will continue to be glorified through it for his glory in Jesus' name. Until next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. Worth saving. So
so you